This is the BBC Home Service. Before the next part of the program, here is The Goon Show.
For years now, the feathered non-saxophone-playing center-party tribesmen have been sweeping down from the date fields of northern Waziristan.
Boy.
Thank you. The reason for these destructive raids was an attempt to capture and imprison the recipe for the great international Christmas pudding.
Thank you. My name is Captain Nettie Siegel. Though why my mother christened me Captain, I shall never know. Take a look at this picture of the regiment. See what I mean? But I'm digressing. China, 1884. The province of Sikang is bleak, barren, and desolate. There are no gasworks, and all the rivers are underwater. Therefore, our story will take place in India.
Fine.
It was a meeting in the spring of a late autumn in 1862 when the strange secret was first disclosed.
Rhubarb! Gentlemen! At ease! You may smoke. Put that cigarette out!
You said I could smoke!
Yes, but not tobacco!
Oh!
Now, gentlemen, we are facing a serious situation. Therefore, let's all turn round. The destructive rage of the red blood of tribesmen are endangering the great international Christmas pudding.
Yes?
Eccles, put that saxophone out.
You said we could smoke.
But not saxophone. Rhubarb, I tell you. Now, you see this large map of the Deccan and Amritsar area showing the high ground and Sunday train to Delhi?
Yes.
Gentlemen, I put this map up for a very special reason.
Yes, sir. What, sir?
To cover that filthy great porridge stain on the wall. Oh! I'm going to play you a military gramophone record. Listen carefully. That was? It was a recording of the Battle of Plassey.
You mean they actually recorded an entire battle, sir?
Not just one, Florio. 400! In fact, every battle ever fought in India has been recorded.
Can you buy them locally, sir?
I mean, are they on the hit parade, sir?
No. Here they are, Fudge Knuckle. The only copies are in the Indian Museum of Battle Records in Pune. Yes. One of these recordings has fallen into the hands of the Red Blood. Yes, Lieutenant Custer, and that's all. The record that was stolen was the one of the only victory the Red Blood had over the British.
Sir, of what constable use can this record possibly be to the Red Blood?
A good question. I wish I had a good answer.
Is it not a fact, sir, that the captured record is being played daily over the Red Bladder's wireless to incite his tribesmen to renew its savagery?
Thank you. Yes. But we are successfully countering.
How? Tell us how? Elucidate. Clarify this statement. Tell us how, sir. How? You seek. Explain. Tell us. How? Tell me. How?
Lieutenant Bowser.
Yes, sir.
I'm putting you on a charge.
What for, sir?
Overacting. Now, gentlemen, we are thwarting, and I repeat, thwarting the Red Bladder by broadcasting in reply all the gramophone records of our victories over him. Hello, yes? Man, bad news. The Red Bladder has surrounded our radio station at Chattagan. All our records are in danger.
I say, does this mean war, sir?
Yes. Then, I'm calling for volunteers. Now, why didn't I think of that?
sorry I'm late. It took me all morning to chase her off.
Ah, Major Budnock.
I'm just the man.
We have a dangerous mission for you. Quick! Something before he gets to the bus stop.
I've got this, sir. Come on. Take your filthy hands off my filthy arm, will you? I've never been so yakka-bakaka in all my life. Yakka-bakaka. Yakka-bakaka who? You will assume command at once to the 4th Battalion Night Flappers and march to the relief of Chattagan. And so we march. Oh, how we march. Week after week, month after month, I led them. It seemed we'd never reach Chattagan. Then, unluckily, I took a wrong turning, and we arrived.
Hey, the radio station. You've all heard of me, Major Blatnop, haven't you?
No. No, sir.
Oh, well, in that case, I appoint myself mess treasurer. I second that. Now then, what I want to know is, who changed
it? Ah, Major Blatnock. That's the last I meet you, Cor Blaney.
Oh!
My card.
It's the naughty type red bladder. Ah!
Blatnock, come out from under that bed.
Don't hit me, then. Don't hit me. Here, have my OBE.
Listen. You have in your possession here 399 records of battles in which the British did beat my soldiers. Hand them over, Cor Blaney.
Don't betray my secret trust. What do you take me for?
Rogue, liar, and a coward.
Sit down, I think we can do business. Red Bladder, I make a deal with you. Here's a record of a British victory. Call off your attack.
Okay, mate.
No attack took place that day. But the following morning...
Post him another battle record. That'll keep him quiet. Thank heaven we've got 397 more. We're safe for 13 months and 3 days. Tell Miss Johnson I'm ready for her now. Will you?
Meanwhile, at Indian Army HQ in Pune, I happened one evening to be listening to the wireless.
This is Abdul Elric with your choice for this morning. And now for Mrs. the Red Blada of 2 The Cages, Grand Pass Road, Kaiba Pass. Here is a record of the Battle of Pondicherry, in which the British got a good bashing from the Red Blada. Hooray!
Good heavens! Great God! Did you hear that, Field Marshal Carruthers?
Yes. But we didn't lose the Battle of Pondicherry, sir.
Great galloping crap. You know what they're doing?
What?
They're playing that record backwards to make it sound as if the British were losing.
Then it doesn't take an idiot to know that our radio station and Major Blatnock have been completely wiped out, sir.
Heavens, yes. We must send help. Eccles!
Yeah?
Hold for us. Off you go! First one. Sir.
Do you think one man's really enough, sir?
Of course, sir. We'll follow behind with another man, namely, Max Gilbreth.
Thank you.
Huh? Oh. I've got no more records left. This red blood is causing a lot of trouble. Listen, where's the elastic telescope? Ah, good. Good heavens. It's a bugle call followed immediately by Seagoon and two men-type soldiers.
Goodness! Take off the Sabrina outfit and explain how the Red Blood has been getting his records of British victory.
He employed a mean, low, cunning trickster.
What?
He bribed me. I've been mad to turn it down, of course.
Then he's got every record?
Yes, and believe me, our morale-boosting program sounds pretty thin with just the Whistler and his dog. Especially as the Whistler died last week.
Gidgood, this is terrible, Gidgood.
Yes.
We've got to stop him playing our record.
Yes. And so that night, with the enemy at the gate, firing through the windows, throwing grenades into the compound, shooting up through the floor and dropping bombs through the ceiling, we were forced to take dinner from the kneeling position.
General, have you noticed anything strange about those two plumes?
Yes, no captain.
Correct. And another thing, we are being attacked.
What's more, the Red Blood has got fresh troops.
Who told you?
One of the women they got fresh with. I'm on the wrong side, you know.
But not stop lagging up.
Stop lagging up.
Ah, ma'am. Now listen. Our first counter move. Any suggestion? Very well. Our second counter move. We'll form three companies of commandos, numbered 1, 2, and 3. Each will be thoroughly trained in the last art of removing a gramophone needle from its sound box and destroying it. Now, look at the shot.
Why, sir? It's a photograph of a gramophone needle.
Correct. It's the actual gramophone needle the enemy is using in their insulting campaign. Photographed at great risk by air reconnaissance at low level.
How did they manage to get there low?
They walked. Now, we're going to destroy Red Banner's gramophone needle. We'll call this Operation Needle.
Nadalu!
Thank you. Operation Needle Nadalu is on!
Our heroes reported immediately for an intensive 8-year course at the Army Needle Destroying Depot at Umballa.
There, gentlemen. Having drilled a hole in the gramophone needle, which was very carefully, by the way, you put into the hollow of the needle one eyedropper full of the nitroglycerin. Now, be most careful about this. It's extremely dangerous. Now, next we attach the detonator leads and set the fuse. So, now we withdraw quickly to 2 miles distance. Follow me.
Sorry, I'm late. Oh, there's nobody here. Think, there's nobody here. I know, I will sit here quietly until the talking lecture man comes back. Starts to cut out 6 box tops of scrapper, thus enabling me to get the Scrapper Boy's bravery badge for eating 6 boxes of Scrapper. I think I will sing a little song to keep my spirits up. Oh, my love, my darling, I hung up all your time, so long day need I.
Oh, no.
Oh. It's a famous echo.
It's a famous apple.
Echo?
Apple?
Let's have a game.
Sure.
You close your eyes and guess who you are.
Oh, no, I like the sound of that. I'll close my eyes. Now, let me see. Who am I? Who am I? I'm not going to tell you.
Well, while he is guessing, I think... Oh. What are all these funny things on this lecture's desk? It is a little needle full of needle juice. Ah. And what is this big bottle with a red label? Danger Nanford Lymphorine. Explosive. Think. I wish I had not read it that week. Hannah, I will tiptoe out of the room. Think, this is 1 week Blue Bottle's not going to be steady. Richard Shaw, so far so good. Open, Shaw. Don't get perfect, please. Turns back for one last look of triumph.
The experiment had succeeded. The needle was entirely blunted.
So we prepared to raid the Red Bladder's dreaded radio station.
Yes, that night, our heroes crept through the jungle, playing their tom-toms as quietly as possible, and holding umbrellas painted to resemble mango trees.
Ooh! One frightened.
What's up, Echo?
I just spotted a leopard.
Nonsense. Leopards are always puppy. If it had only been a dog, we could have all had lunch.
Oh, what a dog.
That explains the gag.
Hey. Oh. I just saw a tree move.
It must have spotted a dog as well.
I don't wish to know that. No, men.
The tree did.
Let's check our bearings. Let me see now. 1, 2, 3, 4. That's one bearing each. Make them last as long as you can.
Thank you. Every man should have a military bearing. Wait a minute. This is a civilian bearing.
Of course. We're in disguise.
Of course.
Now let's check our position. Put on the gramophone record of a map.
Okay.
Ah, yes. Just as I thought. We're marching up a road.
Wait, listen.
Swine. He was driving on the wrong side of the record. Anybody hurt?
Yes, I'm hurt.
He's hurt.
Quick, put on the record of a doctor's house.
Okay.
Curse, he's not in. He must be away on another record. Well, never mind. It's a photograph of Gracie Fields playing Ray Ellington.
Sally, Sally, don't ever wander away from Sally and me. Sally, Sally, pride of our alley, you're more than the whole world to me. When skies are blue, you're beguiling. When skies are gray, you're still smiling, smiling. Sally, Sally, marry me, Sally. You're more than the whole world to me.
Now let's get together and have a bit of a do-like. Hi, boy.
She's a lassie from Lancashire. She's a lassie from Lancashire.
Hey, John! What's up, lad?
I'll give you what's up, lad.
I said Gracie came from Lancashire, not Korea. Now let's have some real nice Lancashire music. Real Lancashire. That's it,
sounds like it's you. Sally, my Sally, she's a fine valley. Sally, Sally, marry Sally. Sally, Sally, I'm going to Shanghai Valley. Sally, don't ever wander away from the alley of me. Spank the baby over there. Come on, there you go. I said, Sally, boobala, marry me, Sally. You're more than the whole world to me. More than the whole world to me. Be my love, for no one else can end this journey. Or more than the whole world to me.
Stop this crazy type photographic humor. We must find the Red Bladder's radio station, or my name's not Dennis Dianador's Bradnock.
What's Dianador doing in the middle?
Can you think of a better place? Oh.
Quiet,
Ben! Oh, I'm away.
I think we're within a stone's throw of the Red Bladder's secret radio. I'll make a test. Hand me that elephant.
You are?
Oh, just take a shuttle.
Right. But there's open ground between. How are we going to cross it?
Here. How are we going to get across it?
And so we arrived by train. Now, men, we must effect entry by a cunning ruse. We'll say we are plumbers.
But we don't know how to do plumbing.
Exactly. There's no plumbing in the Red Bladder Fort. It's only to afford an entry.
I can't afford an entry. I ain't got any money with me. I didn't.
Shut up, Eccles!
Shut up!
Shut up!
Shut up!
Shut up! Shut up! The plumber's disguises. Eccles?
Yes?
Put this spanner behind your ear and wrap these 50 feet of lead tubing on your leg.
Why?
Candidly, it suits you.
Oh.
You bad luck. You take this copy of 10,000 Plumber's Gag. Now, who knows how to ring a doorbell?
I can, Captain. I have been to college.
Thank heaven. Right. Ring.
Ding-a-ding-a-ding-a-ding.
Yes? What do you want, Cor-Blimey?
We are plumbers.
Come in, Cor-Blimey.
Wait, noble Red Bladder. Why have you got your trouser legs rolled up above your neck?
Got burst pipe.
That's done it. We can't repair any burst pipe. Tell me, where is the pipe?
In Harim. Come. Hurry up, a man. Burst pipe, Cor-Blimey. Four of my wives are underwater.
I'm terribly sorry. We were on strike, you know. We never repair wives underwater. Well, goodbye.
Me suspicious of them, Cor-Blimey. Yes?
Good morning.
What do you want?
This will get us in safely, listeners. I'm Dr. Seagoon, and we are strolling brain surgeons and tiger's dentists.
Good. My tiger got strolling brain and two bad teeth. This way, please.
Well, no, I'm sorry. We've all just been stuck off the road.
Why?
The baker didn't like us sitting on them. Good day.
Cor-Blimey. Me very suspicious now. First plumber, then strolling brain surgeon, then corny gag about truck of road. Now what?
One.
Stop! Christmas not here for another 11 months.
Well, can we come in and wait?
Very well. On one condition.
What?
That you go away at once.
Very well, we will. On one condition.
What?
That you let us stay.
Snap.
We're in, lads.
You sit here and wait for a Merry Christmas, Cor-Blimey. Me go put frogman suit on. Talk to four submerged wives.
Well, hurry, chap. The Red Bladder is due to broadcast Wogwise Choice in 5 minutes. We must blow up the gramophone needle before then. So much for the fuck.
Eccles?
Yeah?
Shut up.
No. Follow me down this passage. What's in here?
Oh.
Get out of here!
Get those trousers pressed, will you?
You'll be sorry when the cold weather comes.
Here is the vital record type playing room.
Ooh. Well done, Lubato. Good work. Gad did goon yet. What's this record on the turntable?
It is a South American one.
Why?
It says 78 revolutions a minute. No.
Thanks, Wallop.
Thanks. Oh, my nuts.
Hurriedly, we drilled a hole in that gramophone needle. filled it with nitroglycerine and screwed it back in.
Good. The red blood is coming, Captain.
Oh. Quick! Disguise yourselves as gramophone records. Oh. Put these labels on.
Oh.
And remember, at all costs, if he plays you, sing!
What's this, Coblimey? Three new records? Me put one on.
I was horrified as he put Blue Bottle on the turntable. Will Blue Bottle succeed in deceiving the red bladder?
Wait a minute. This needle's full of the dreaded nitrogen.
And it was. An heroic British victory with the loss of only three idiots. This show was recorded on a double-sided blue bottle. Good night, listeners. That was The Goon Show, a BBC recorded program featuring Peter Sellers, Harry Speakham, and Spike Milligan, with the Red Ingers Water.